Looking to step up your Mother's Day flowers? The Home Depot has an idea. Let Mom's green thumb do some digging with colorful flowers, pots, and premium soils to bring out the most in her patios, walkways, and gardens. Right now, get Vigoro Potting Soil, just $8.97 for strong, healthy, vibrant plants indoors and outside. Shop our wide selection online and pick up your order in-store and give Mom the gift of a beautiful garden. Get Vigoro Potting Soil, just $8.97 at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah, and some waves so we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Tenor girl go shopping.
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
First date follow-up. Powered by the Advocates Injury Attorneys. Online at advocateslaw.com.
Bryce is on the phone today for a first date follow-up, and he's getting ghosted by a girl named Crystal, and he really liked her, so we're about to call her in a few minutes to see if she'll tell us why she's ghosting him. But first, got to find out about the date. Bryce, how long has it been since you heard from Crystal?
It's been a week.
What was your communication like leading up to the date?
We met on Hinge, and we started messaging each other, and like for a good while, I'd say like a week, week and a half, we had like a pretty good rapport. We were messaging each other back and forth. I asked her out to Wings because she said on her profile that she's a wing lover. So I was like, okay. Great. And we played darts, ate some wings, and we talked like a lot. And even like we're jokingly very friendly, competitive with each other. I thought she was really cute, and I thought we were vibing a lot. And I liked that she was kind of shy. She said she was shy at first, and then she started opening up, and like the conversation kept flowing. So I was like, oh, she's comfortable around me. So this is good. Making her smile, it felt really good. And she's actually really good at darts too, which like, you know, made it fun. And we even kissed. So after all that, I'm kind of very confused because like what happened?
Yeah, a week does seem like a long time not to hear from somebody after all that. Definitely getting ghosted, sorry.
And it seemed like she was into it. I mean, did anything happen where it got awkward at all?
No, not at all. Like, that's what I'm confused about is like, I keep replaying that night.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt like we were vibing a lot and there were no like red flags from either side. Never thought she felt uncomfortable. Like, quite the opposite. I felt like we got along really well.
But did anything happen, you think, that maybe made her feel uncomfortable outside of the conversation?
Well, it was, okay, so at one point, I feel like I got hot sauce in her eyes from the wings.
How?
And it was an accident. And I reached over to move the hair out of her face as she was taking a bite. And I must have had sauce on my finger and I got it in her eye.
Oh.
She was a good sport about it, though. Like, she took it like a champ. She went to the bathroom, washed it out.
That hurt.
That does hurt.
Yeah.
Yeah, I could tell she was in pain just for a little bit. And she joked about it. And that she joked that I did it on purpose to throw her off her dart game. And I think we laughed. Yeah, we laughed a bunch about it. Do you think maybe that was what it was?
Not really a reason to ghost someone, but at the same time, oof.
Yeah.
That's going to hurt.
That hurts a lot.
Maybe.
Was she more hostile? Hostile. That's not
you would have been able to tell. Yeah, she come back and was like,
well, said she was shy, so I can't imagine how a shy, nice person would handle having hot sauce in their eye on a date.
Make a joke about it.
Victoria.
Did her mood change after you sauced her eye?
Only for like a little bit, I thought.
Okay.
You know?
Okay.
Just a little bit. Like, she was obviously, tears were flowing because of the hot sauce and
Only for a little.
But she was such a good sport about it. So I doubt that's what it was. But if I had to put one thing on it, like hot it could have been that. And and if it's just a hot sauce, it was an accident. I feel like I deserve another chance.
Okay. All right, man. We'll play a song. Come back.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Hey, have you ever used Cheapo Air?
For years, and I really like it. With Cheapo Air, you can book online, use their app, or even over the phone. They've got great prices on over 500 airlines and millions of accommodations. They're my go-to for travel planning. And if you join their Club Miles program, you can earn points to save on the cost of your travel. Book on the app, and you get double points.
Sounds like it's time I tried Cheapo Air.
Call Cheapo Air at 855-247-3279 or visit cheapoair.com/podcast.
First Date Follow-Up. Powered by the Advocates Injury Attorneys. Online at advocateslaw.com.
If you're just joining us for today's First Date Follow-Up, Bryce is on the phone and he went out on a date with a woman named Crystal. We're about to call her and see if she'll tell us why she's ghosting him and maybe get him another date. But first, Bryce, why don't you catch everybody up on your date with Crystal? What happened?
All right, so we met on Hinge. We messaged for a while. In person, we went out for wings. She likes wings. And we played darts. It was a good vibe, good conversation, a lot of chemistry. And then I got hot sauce in her eyes, accidentally.
And, painful.
Yeah.
And you think you deserve a second date, despite the hot sauce.
Oh, yeah.
It was an accident. You didn't spray hot sauce in her eye on purpose.
No.
For good. Some people, that could be a red flag. For other people, that could be a turn on. You never know. All right, man. Well, are you ready for us to call her?
Yeah.
Okay, here we go.
Hello.
Hi, may I speak to Crystal, please?
This is she.
Hey, Crystal, how are you? My name is Jubal, and this is a radio show. It's called The Jubal Show.
Hi, Crystal. The whole show's here. My name's Nina.
Okay.
Hi, and I'm Victoria.
Hi.
How's your eye?
I'm so sorry. You just really caught me off guard. This is a radio show?
Yes. We do a segment on our show. Okay. It's called The First Date Follow-Up. What that is if you go on a date with somebody and you end up ghosting them, that person can ask us to get you on the phone and ask why you're ghosting them. And we got an email about you.
Oh, geez. From who?
Well, the reason I asked about your eye was because when you were on the date with them, they got hot sauce in your eye.
Is this from Bryce?
Yes.
Bryce. Unless you went. Else.
Oh, yeah, have you got your eye?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. You know, this is creepy. This is freaking me out. Okay, so I don't know what he told you. I don't know why he called a radio to try to get me to contact him again. So, I'm just going to come right out with it. That guy gave me for real serial killer vibes.
Serial killer vibes?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Like, yeah. How?
I know, that's like really harsh to say about somebody. And I don't even usually talk this frankly about anybody, but I watch a lot of like true crime shows and listen to a lot of podcasts. So I like to think that I'm pretty, alert as when I see red flags. And so during the date, it was going fine, whatever. We were playing darts and I was winning. And I don't think he liked that very much because by accident, he got hot sauce in my eye.
Okay. You don't think it was an accident?
No. Because as you know, you're eating wings, you wipe off, you play your darts, you eat wings, you wipe your fingers off. But for some particular reason, when he goes to wipe hair away from my face or my eye so that I could see better for my turn, he happened to have a huge glob of hot sauce on his thumb and went right into my eye.
Oh.
And then it was weird. So, but then he said something that really freaked me out. And he kept laughing too about it. Like I was, he was laughing, which I thought was rude because I was obviously uncomfortable. But he says to me, at least it was just hot sauce. You should see the other guy I played darts with. Like the guy I last played darts with. And I'm thinking, I don't know what that means.
Did you ask?
I don't know what that means.
No.
No. No, because I didn't know anything else. I just knew right then that I was going to politely say I had to go, call it a night and go home and just, wash my face off properly.
Yeah.
So yeah, that was my date with Bryce.
You think it was a joke or like he really meant it?
Who knows? I didn't want to stick around long enough to find out.
But if he had a glob on his finger, that makes me feel like it's intentional.
Yeah.
But if it was just, it's easy to accidentally get hot sauce in your eye. I've done it a lot. Not on purpose.
My own eye.
My own eye.
Yeah. I've gotten hot sauce in my own eye a lot too, but I don't think I've ever rubbed it in someone else's.
No.
Well, let's ask him, Crystal, because he's actually on the phone listening and wants to talk to you.
What? Oh, yeah. Great. Okay.
Bryce, are you still there?
Hey, Crystal.
Hi, Bryce.
Hi. I'm sorry I came off as a serial killer, but I promise I'm not.
Okay, that's very, very convincing, Bryce. Very convincing.
I think most serial killers would probably promise they weren't at first.
I'm sorry I'm laughing, because that's just not anything I expected to hear today.
Yeah.
No, I don't even like killing bugs, and I put on a lot of chapstick and had a nervous tic about it, and it's because I wanted to kiss you, so if that behavior made you feel like I was a serial killer, it wasn't because of that. It was because I was just nervous. And I could tell you were shy, so I wanted you to feel comfortable. You could even have me professionally profiled to put you at ease.
Okay, I have one. Yeah, how do you do that?
I'm sure we could find one.
Yeah, we can figure it out. There's probably
we can Google it and figure it out.
Hey, if the radio station that you had call me this morning can help me professionally profile you, then I'll be happy to go on another date with you.
Before we agree to the profiling, Bryce, what happened to the other guy that you played darts with?
Yeah.
Oh, he just was a sore loser. That's all. Like, I was just trying to impress her. That's it.
And what happens to sore losers?
Nothing happens to sore losers, guys. They just lose and they go on with their life. I'm not hiding in my mom's basement.
Yeah, you made it sound like you stabbed him with a dart. So.
No, I was trying to come off as cool. Clearly, that didn't work.
Crystal, would you like to go on another date with Bryce? We'll pay for it. I don't know if we can find someone to profile him if he's a serial killer or not, but we can work on it if you're serious about that.
Yeah.
If you're willing to pay, then I'm down. I'm down. But I have one request for Bryce. I have one request. Is that next time you put your chapstick on, don't stare at me weirdly while you're doing it. And then we'll be good, okay? And maybe this time I'll get the hot sauce in your eye.
Oh,
okay. That's
I got one request too. Leading up to our day, I would like it if maybe you laid off the true crime. Maybe watch a rom-com or something, you know, like Love Actually. Yeah. Pretty good rom-com. Definitely maybe. Another good rom-com.
Oh, but those aren't factual.
Wait, I have a request too before this next date. Crystal, make sure you share your location with somebody.
Oh, just in case.
Oh, absolutely. Well, I'll let you know.
Congratulations.
Jubal's first date follow-up. Powered by the Advocates Injury Attorney. Online at advocateslaw.com.
Looking to step up your Mother's Day flowers? The Home Depot has an idea. Let Mom's green thumb do some digging with colorful flowers, pots, and premium soils to bring out the most in her patios, walkways, and gardens. Right now, get Vigoro Potting Soil, just $8.97 for strong, healthy, vibrant plants indoors and outside. Shop our wide selection online and pick up your order in-store and give Mom the gift of a beautiful garden. Get Vigoro Potting Soil, just $8.97 at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah, and some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between Lisa and West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is expertly crafted from natural latex, natural wool, and certified safe foams to elevate your sleep sanctuary and support a greener tomorrow. Plus, every purchase helps fuel Lisa's work with shelters and those in need. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Lisa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit lisa.com/iHeart. That's leesa.com/iHeart.